Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Detroit's police chief standing behind his officers as they were driving their squad cars through a group of Black Lives Matter protesters last night. WWJ's John Hewitt explains.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig says the initial Black Lives Matter rally involved close to 300 people. But as things were breaking up Sunday evening, about 20 to 30 of the protesters began yelling obscenities at officers while they encircled two police cruisers along Verner near Dix on the city's southwest side. Two men climbed on the hood of one of the vehicles while a back window of that cruiser was smashed out. It was then, Chief Craig says, that officers did the right thing, as he put it, and drove away with protesters falling off of the vehicle.
Would you prefer the officers sat in the car, waited for someone to break out the side windows and begin to drag the officers out and start assaulting them? That's realistic. Those things happen. So, of course, we wouldn't want the car to be surrounded.
While no one was seriously injured, the incident remains under investigation. All four police officers involved also remain on active duty. In Detroit, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
The governor today releasing a statement that she says she's in favor of reforming police to make sure law enforcement treats all Michigan residents with humanity and respect while protecting the community. Police reforms include banning chokeholds, adding new limits to no-knock warrants, and to classify racially motivated 911 calls as hate crimes. The governor says she'd like to see the state legislature add additional training and improve mental health care for police officers to any police reform bills under debate right now in Lansing.
Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel is accusing Republican members of the U.S. House Coronavirus Subcommittee of playing partisan games if they want real solutions to nursing homes and the handling of the pandemic in Michigan. Dana Nessel responding to a letter after learning that the Republican members only wanted to investigate policies in Michigan and three other states that were led by Democratic governors. At the same time, Nessel says at least four other states, all Republican-led with larger COVID-19 numbers in Michigan, have not received similar requests.
Well, Governor Whitmer says allowing strip clubs to open before gyms and other businesses could have been different and is an ongoing concern and subject of discussion among her team. Speaking live today on News Radio 950, the governor says the strip clubs were put in with bars and restaurants, and that's why they were allowed to reopen with proper safety protocols.
We have been navigating this in real time, just like every other state. And those clubs were lumped into restaurants and bars. And so they came online earlier than gyms.
Keep it tuned to News Radio 950, as tomorrow the governor's going to be outlining new guidelines for schools during a news briefing set for 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon.
The motion has been passed.
That's Woodward Dream Cruise President Michael Leary making the much-anticipated announcement. There won't be a 2020 Dream Cruise because of the coronavirus pandemic. Here's WWJ's Charlie Langton.
Almost a unanimous vote, the Woodward Dream Cruise is canceled for this year. The meeting of Dream Cruise officials voted at a Zoom meeting at about 8:30 this morning to cancel the annual event that attracts well over 1 million people and thousands of classic cars. The reason for the cancellation? COVID-19 and social distancing would be nearly impossible as people cram all along Woodward to watch the classic cars. This would have been the 26th annual Woodward Dream Cruise. Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.